Thanks for tuning in to the Prophetic Pulse, the Heartbeat of God. Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, our license plate reads, The Spirit of America. Join us as we forcefully advance a kingdom mentality. Now, here's your host, Trina and Chris.
Summer is almost officially here, and we have the honor of sharing Jesus, kingdom principles, with those within the body of Christ and people who may never, ever enter the four walls of the church.
That's huge.
Isn't it? So shout out to our sponsors, Cain and Cain PR.
Woohoo!
And Jiffy Lube of Ottawa, where?
Canada.
Absolutely.
Oh, Canada.
So if you desire to be a sponsor, click on the official canes.com, TPP Radio, to learn how you can partner in equipping God's people.
That's awesome.
Right.
Listen, guys, we love hearing from you, and we love, you know, receiving information from our viewers. So anything, I mean, anything at all, leave a comment, ask a question. Be sure to spread the word, tell your friends, your family to check us out again at theofficialcanes.com. Listen, today is Saturday,
yes.
June 22nd. Happy birthday to our dear nephew, Jonathan.
Woo-woo.
Awesome, awesome. Trina, remember when we celebrated Jonathan's birthday in the UK?
Wow, wasn't that amazing?
That was so much fun. In fact, not only was it Jonathan's birthday, it was
right.
Wimbledon.
Yes, but remember whose birthday it was as well?
It was Prince William's birthday.
Had just turned 21.
He just turned 21, guys, when we were there. And it didn't rain the entire 10 days we were there, which they said was a miracle.
Listen,
in summer.
Nor did the sun set, okay?
She always has to go back to this, guys.
It just totally
But it doesn't. It doesn't. It never really fully gets night.
Right.
It's the weirdest thing.
It was weird. I loved it, though.
But he had the African theme. I thought that was so awesome. You know how they love Africa.
Absolutely.
They love Africa.
Okay.
So, So, Jonathan, happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday.
He's a grown man, but he's still our
baby.
He's still our baby. And for any of you guys out there who are celebrating your June birthday, a very happy blessed birthday to you guys.
Yes.
Awesome. So,
listen,
check it out. Mark 16, 17 through 18.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take it from the King James Version.
Okay.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Mm.
That is powerful.
Absolutely.
I want to just read 18 again. They shall take up serpents.
Mm-hmm.
And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Amen.
You know what? That's powerful, Trina, because...
Yeah.
You know, when we were thinking about this, at the end of the day, you know, believers understand the baptism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we all get it, right? When we come to know who Jesus is, we die to our flesh.
Absolutely.
What is the first step? You know, we repent, right?
Mm-hmm. Confess our sins.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we know that at some point, relatively sooner than later, we should be getting the baptism, which is by water, right? When Jesus came to John the Baptist, which was his first cousin.
Right.
And remember what Jesus did. He was like, listen, John, you're going to baptize me. And John was like, no, wait, dude.
No, not qualified.
You are the Messiah. I mean, can you imagine like Jesus telling you to do that?
I know. How do you respond to that? Just like how John responded.
I know. That's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have felt like, yeah, that makes sense, Jesus. Come here. I'm totally teasing, guys. Okay.
No, you're not.
So, all right. So the point is, it says, these signs shall follow them that believe. So we know that the baptism of water happens, but then there's a baptism of fire.
Yes.
And that's the part that I had no clue about. Nobody really talks about that.
I tell you this, no one, once you go through that, no one tells you about the baptism of the fire.
Isn't it true?
And it's so shocking, you know, because you think you're saved, you know, you've got the water baptism, but where's the power?
That is exactly it. And we know what the baptism of fire is because they were waiting in the book of Acts.
Yes.
He told the disciples to tarry there until the Holy Ghost showed.
That's right.
And then it was the fire. And remember what they said? They were speaking in tongues.
Right.
New tongues.
Right.
When the baptism of the fire.
Yes.
That's why, and before that initially, Peter denied Christ three times.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to really think about that. There was no courage in Peter. The very thing that God commanded him to do, he said, upon this rock, right? And so at the end of the day, Peter was chosen, but Peter wasn't where he needed to be to carry out his assignment, the mandate that was upon his life.
That's it.
So it's powerful. Yes, you can have the water baptism, which is the surrendering. It's you saying I'm made new in Jesus.
Yes.
I'm a new creation in Christ.
Right.
But now you need the power, guys.
Yes.
And so that was awesome about Peter. So at the end of the day, Peter, who denied Jesus three times prior to that conversion, mm-hmm. where the baptism of the fire,
yes.
then all of a sudden, 3,000 converts just like that. That is amazing. Isn't that awesome?
That's amazing.
Jada, can you recall the time when we started doing ministry, right?
Yes.
Which we will talk about your book another day. Mm-hmm. But we had three amazing years traveling abroad, traveling all over the East Coast.
Yes.
Seeing miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes.
Guys, that had to happen because of a baptism of fire, which is the dunamis power of God
right.
being literally ignited in your life.
And this all happened in New York, remember?
That New York.
It was the start.
Philly.
Philly.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Like,
DC.
I mean, yeah, supernatural encounters where we
Absolutely.
Were speaking
Everywhere.
To the wind.
Everywhere.
We were commanding the weather.
It was insane.
And it was
Everywhere.
Obeying. Yes.
Everywhere we went, we saw the supernatural, and it was just amazing. So it's like, I really want everyone to be able to experience that, because once you experience that, there's no going back.
And there's no more fear of the devil.
Amen.
When you know who you are.
Right.
And you know, somebody will tell you, oh, you're being cocky. No. There is a confidence in you like David.
Yes.
And you had to admit that. David
yes.
knew. He had been literally dealing with bears and learning how to wrestle with this mm-hmm. in the field. And so when it was time to take on Goliath, everybody else was scared.
Right.
Even those who were soldiers.
Right.
And now here's this kid mm-hmm. who's like, do you guys know who is talking about our God that way? That is so powerful. Because don't you feel like that? You hear some people
yes.
who will literally use God's name in vain.
Oh, gosh.
And that drives me, that
Absolutely
God, you know what?
Crazy.
Oh, it makes, listen, that's when you want to pull that sword out of that sheath.
Exactly.
And go to battle. And so the point is, there is this boldness that comes upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And David was like, I don't need an army. I will jack him up
all by myself. That's it.
Because I know who I am and I know whose I am.
Absolutely.
And that's the identity piece, that because Mark 16, 17, 18 isn't activated in your life,
right.
you have no idea who, you,
who
are.
You are.
What are some of the things that happen when you have an identity crisis? I'm guessing here because we're not psychologists. I can only imagine.
Think about it. Going through life not knowing your purpose.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think at the end of the day, I think Meghan Markle could have had gone through something like that. I mean, think about it. Here she is, an interracial woman.
Yes.
And you know, it can be a struggle if you don't have solid
yes.
Parents or foundations in your
yeah.
heritage.
Exactly.
On both sides.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, imagine sometimes you can be tossed in two, and maybe you start behaving more like one of the races
as opposed to yeah,
instead of having
balance.
That fine balance, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And I don't know why I went there, but that's kind of what popped up. And so what I'm saying to you guys is, if you don't really know who you are, you're always going to call on the name of
Jesus
to fight the battles he already equipped you to fight.
Absolutely.
I say to people all the time, how much more does Jesus
have to
he
do, right?
died this brutal, he was unrecognizable, brutal, volatile death.
Yes.
And it's like, Jesus, do you mind just paying my phone bill again? It's like, dude, Jesus did everything.
Mm-hmm.
How much more are we going, do we need to nail him back on
that cross?
This
Hello.
Is ridiculous. He said, greater things shall you do.
That's right.
I mean, that's powerful. So again, it's all about the identity crisis, Trina. At the end of the day, right, guys?
Yes.
It's not knowing who you are
yeah.
in Christ. It's not having the baptism of the fire.
Right.
Preachers, we need to teach on this.
That's
Teachers,
it.
This is huge.
Right.
And once that baptism happens, you will see the supernatural mm-hmm. literally start to happen.
Yes.
So Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them. So we know that when we lay hands on someone, those mm-hmm. demons have got to obey like that.
Absolutely.
They have to go in the name of Jesus. And not only that, it says you should speak in new tongues. Our heavenly language
yes.
is powerful.
Yes.
Now, wisdom, guys, I'm not telling you to do this in the middle of a hospital.
Right.
I'm not telling you to do this at your workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if we start doing this, people are going to think we're crazy, and then we're going to scare them, and then we're going to spook them,
yeah.
and they're not going to want anything to do with our Jesus.
Because you have to think about the first time you experienced that yourself.
Do you remember that church we were at?
Yes, it was a church in Florida, Tampa, Florida. And again, we've never seen tongues in action.
We never heard it.
Never heard of it.
And then we start hearing these like prophecies of money coming to the north.
The south.
Money to the east, the
come,
south.
No, money come to us
yes.
from the north,
and
the
we,
south.
And not that they weren't saying anything wrong, guys.
No.
We just had never heard this before.
And then the entire congregation broke out in tongues.
We sat there.
We were so like...
I was like, this is witchcraft. Just,
it was
Jesus!
Scary. It was literally, honestly, it was scary for me because I had never seen that in action.
Yes, and so we have to... Listen, guys, God gave us wisdom.
Right.
If we're trying to relate to
mm-hmm.
the world, I didn't
mm-hmm.
say become like the world. Let's be careful here. We said if you're trying to relate to the world...
Mm-hmm.
So that they can understand where
right.
you're coming from
right.
using practical wisdom. then using tongues isn't going to make a lot of sense. And in fact, the Bible clearly speaks about that, that this is something that you want to do for your own edification. This is something you want to do to build up your inner man. But this isn't something you want to do just to do, especially if there's no interpreter and it's not at church,
right?
I guess you could say. Okay, so let's move on from there. But it is about the identity. So once you learn who you are,
right,
once you learn what and God has equipped you to do, there is this confidence that when you lay hands, the sick shall recover.
Amen.
The dead can come back to life. We have gone into hospitals where they said it was over.
Exactly.
Lights out, guys, it's over.
The ICU.
The ICU, remember?
Absolutely.
And we began to go into prayer. We didn't speak in tongues. We were speaking English. And the doctors and the nurses were standing at the door watching us.
Well, they were very busy.
They were busy, but they were still very much busy at our door.
And as soon as we started to pray, there was a quiet hush that came over the ICU. And they started to look at us, and they were standing around listening to the prayers. And they had a look on their face like, what's happening in there? Remember?
I completely remember. And then the next day, she was up. She was alert.
You're
talking a woman who was like almost
on her deathbed.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And then she left the hospital probably like, I think, 2 days later.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys, that's the power of God.
Amen.
That is literally available to us.
Every single
we are available to it.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but Jesus is like, listen, command some things, decree and declare. When you understand the kingdom, you understand that there is God. He is King of Kings. So that means, you know, Queen Elizabeth is the lower king, and she literally, he is chief king in essence.
He is king of kings, guys. She bows.
That's
to Jesus.
Right.
And
come
she
on,
has
somebody.
No problem saying that either.
No, she does not. And this is what I love about that, because there is a sovereignty that even she has to honor.
Exactly.
That is powerful, guys. So,
completely.
So that's it. You have to know who you are. We're gonna teach more about the kingdom.
Exactly.
We're gonna teach you guys about how to operate, how to find out what your purpose is.
Yes.
Because when you start, and this is what's great about God. There's no getting bored. So if your church is boring, that's your church.
Yeah.
But God is not boring.
Absolutely.
And there are levels. You never get, there's no glass ceiling, guys.
Amen.
There's no glass ceiling. So you can go as high as you want to go.
Absolutely.
And there's never any stopping. There are levels to this. New levels, new devils.
Mm-hmm. Seek, knock, and find.
Absolutely. And the door shall be
open. That's it.
All right. So that's one of the biggest issues, is that these signs shall follow them that believe. Now we know why the baptism of the fire is missing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to properly, literally decree and declare. You don't know what you have for the tools. It's powerful.
Kingdom principles.
Kingdom principles. We're going to talk more about that, but we're going to move on to point two. Trina, take it away.
Okay. So point number two. Okay. So this is the thing. A lot of these people, biblically speaking, they didn't realize that they were being trained right where they were.
That's powerful right there.
Like David.
Like, you need to repeat that again.
Okay. They did not realize that they were being trained right where they were. David, Joseph, just an example. So we're going to read Matthew 8:26, and this is the King James, everyone. So Jesus replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Now understand, Jesus was in the boat. There was a storm.
Mm.
It was raging all around him. And his disciples were scared for their lives. But this man, Jesus, laid in the boat asleep.
Can you imagine that?
Calm.
Now you guys know what like Florida weather is like, right? These hurricanes.
Hurricanes.
And the winds that are like ridiculously out of control. And we know what water does, right? 1 inch of water, I think they said 2 inches of water, can sweep away an entire vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys understand that? And this guy, and I'm going to say guy because he was a human being.
Because he's a human.
Jesus was in the boat sleeping.
Sleeping.
Now, we all want to say, oh, that wouldn't be us, our faith. But listen, I'm telling you, if I started to see some waves
tossed
too.
Go on a cruise.
Oh, wait. Do you remember that?
Yes.
I kept staring out the window the entire time talking about these waves. I've got to obey.
And you know what? we've gone on many cruises. But
come
on. The last cruise I remember, and I see those waves.
I was freaking out.
Okay, I could not even imagine how huge these waves were.
Yeah.
And if they can flip a cruise ship, I couldn't even imagine what that little brown...
How many football fields is the cruise?
I don't know.
The ship, right? And so we were tossing.
Yeah.
And I remember just saying to myself, I know what Jesus has promised us.
Yes.
So
we're going to make it
through. We're
good. We're all right.
But again, they were on a boat.
I know. Made out of wood, I'm pretty
made
sure.
Made out of wood. We're not talking this nice Titanic size. Well, you saw what happened to the Titanic.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Let's not talk about that.
The point is, guys...
Right.
They were dealing with some storms, and sometimes these storms, right? Let's equate them to life.
Exactly.
So Trina, take it away. Tell them about the training. So at the end of the day, David was being trained.
Right where he was. I mean, David was in the fields.
Yes.
Tending the sheep, doing all kinds of things, learning then. And David became a warrior.
Come on.
okay? Everything he went through in life made him, positioned him as a king. He was able to be the warrior. He could not build the temple because his hands were bloody, but everything David did, David was a man
After God's own heart.
I love that.
Everything.
Because we're warriors.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what? And some people don't understand warriors, right? Because they have that sweet, they have the Holy Spirit, which is like, you know, very precious and soft. And that's wonderful. And we love the Holy Spirit for that.
Absolutely.
But some of us have a purpose and a calling to literally dethrone the kingdom of darkness.
Absolutely.
And there's a war that takes place.
The
kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force.
I love that.
Yeah, and that's, and when we get into war mode, guys, we're like, y'all better listen, we're giving everyone warnings.
Forewarning.
Everybody depart. We got business to take care of. If that means we're not going to bed to 7 a.m. because we are interceding, and we are calling down every literally angel, warring angel. This is what we're talking about, guys.
Yes.
So yeah, there was a battle. And David was that. And so we can relate.
Absolutely.
We're like, yeah, all right. A
we
man after God's own heart.
We hear that.
Come on.
Okay.
All right. And so that was awesome. So he was being trained where he was.
Every moment of his life brought him into the kingdom. He was a ruler. He was a king. And this was David. Same thing with Joseph.
Yes.
Where did Joseph start out?
I mean, can you imagine his brothers turned on him? And there's a lot of lessons in these, right?
Absolutely.
So David was not king in 24 hours.
No.
Yes, that was a destiny. That was
his
destiny.
Absolutely.
But it took a process to get him there.
To get him there.
Same with Joseph.
Yep.
Now, everybody would like to say, and we've heard a lot of theologians say different things about Joseph. Had he not spoken about this, he would never have had to go through this.
Yes.
And, you know, and that could be true. We're not negating that. But also, I believe God used all of that. And if it wasn't that, he would have had to use something else, because the refiner's fire, there's
absolutely
that word fire again, is going to purify you, take out that need to want to be noticed, right? I mean, because this is different for us now. We were doing ministry since 2005. And at the end of the day, yeah, we were pretty excited when we started getting
absolutely
on TV. Remember?
Yes.
And then we had our makeup getting done and our hair.
Yes.
And we're like, yeah, this is right,
this
Jesus.
This is fun.
This is
yeah,
good.
Love
God.
It.
Love it. And then we, you know, and it can get to your head.
Absolutely.
Again, we're human beings. And that is where we deny our flesh.
Yeah.
That's what we're called to do. So anyone who says that they don't have to do this, I don't know.
I don't know.
They're angelic.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
So we have to deny our flesh. And, you know, I was just saying to somebody about this time, the fact that God even has us syndicated before we even launched.
Right.
Trina, that's mind-blowing.
It's God.
That is God.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely God. But the difference is, I wasn't like freaking out about it, or I wasn't overly this is all about you guys and making sure you're equipped.
That's it.
And that's what this is. The focus is so different, but that's what's great. We grow. And so at the end of the day, Joseph, who became prime minister, guys, that's another
second in command Egypt.
He was going to disperse food, supplies. So, you know, that's another word, because we're going to talk about that.
I know. There's so much
we want to equip you guys with. One will be about the principles and how to activate it. Because when you start knowing how to activate kingdom principles, that's when you'll start to see power.
Absolutely.
And start to see the kingdom being unlocked in the earth realm.
Yes.
Oh, it's powerful, guys. So he became prime minister, and that's another, so I wanted to touch on that, right?
Mm-hmm,
so we're going to talk about the prophetic ministry, and we're going to talk about certain callings that,
yes,
you might be called to actually go into politics. There are different mountains that I believe God wants us to begin to dethrone the kingdom of darkness.
Yeah.
Those can be from education
to
Hollywood, to media platforms, to government.
Yes.
I mean, do you guys understand this? I mean, and even financial, the wealth.
Yes.
And so these are areas that, you know, for far too long, Christians have been afraid to enter.
Yeah.
You guys, if we're so afraid that our salvation could be taken away that instantly,
then
is the blood that powerful, or isn't it?
Right.
Can the blood not cleanse you, keep you from death, change any cancerous cells in your body, cleanse, heal, set?
I know that's
and,
right.
And the blood can just all of a sudden just make you go back into a sinner. And when, come on, you going into a bar to set some people free isn't going to pull you back into the kingdom of darkness. And if it doesn't, you were never saved to begin with.
In the first place. Okay, thank
that's
you.
That's powerful.
I love that.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, how many times has God called us to go into the highways and the byways to preach to gangbangers, prostitutes? To preach to, I mean, and look at this. I feel the Holy Ghost.
I know. There it is.
Ooh, I felt that. Yes, Holy Ghost, begin to go
Amen.
Forth
Amen.
Over these airwaves and touch
yes,
your
God.
People. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Christ.
Jesus. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
And so, I have to calm down. I feel that, Lord. Okay. And so this is what we're saying to you. We are called to be the light.
Yes.
How are you going to be the light amongst a bunch of Christians, guys?
Exactly.
It doesn't happen.
No.
So you have to be a light in a dark place.
Which only means what?
It means going into the world.
And your workplace.
Come on. Your work. Absolutely.
School.
And again, using the wisdom. School.
Exactly.
At the airport.
At the airport.
At the laundromat.
Doctor's
the grocery
office,
store.
You
the
name it. Anywhere.
You are called to change that atmosphere.
Absolutely.
And you can do it
mm-hmm.
when you know who you are, whose you are,
absolutely.
What your function is,
absolutely.
How to operate your tools,
amen.
And literally take
yes.
back territory from the devil.
Hallelujah.
Can we get an amen?
Amen on that.
Amen.
How many times have we seen that done in our own ministry?
That is what
our
we're trying.
Own lives.
We're not telling you things that we've read about. We're telling you things that we've experienced.
Absolutely.
And there's a testimony we want to share
mm-hmm.
About, remember when we were shopping in New York?
Yes.
And we were going to a healing meeting that we were also sponsoring.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that. You guys stay tuned. You don't want to miss
you'll
that.
Love that.
This is powerful.
Yeah. Okay.
And time is winding down. So Joseph, Prime Minister,
yes.
David, King, for an appointed time, they had to go through the process. So those of you who like to skip the process and mm-hmm. ignore your pastor because mm-hmm. you know that God showed you a vision where you're supposed to have your own church, and now you just want to ignore that and jump out, you are rebellious without a cause. You are rebellious and you don't operate in a kingdom, because can you imagine going to Queen Elizabeth and telling her what you intend to do in her domain?
Good luck.
Her domain.
Good luck.
Right. Yeah. That's going to work well for
mm-hmm.
you. In fact, I think if they speak anything negatively about them, they have to do it off of a soapbox.
They still have to do it. Yes, Deb.
Right?
A soapbox to talk
come
about
on.
The queen.
Come on, somebody. Yes. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay,
2019.
So 2019. We were there and that's what they told us. And we were blown away by that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but we get it. We
yeah.
get it.
Yeah.
And so moving on from that, he said to them, Jesus, right? Matthew 8:26 said, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and waves. I was like, dude, I did this. It said, greater things will you do.
You do. Absolutely.
That's it. You guys will do greater things, but you won't until you learn who you are. You learn how you function and you do what Jesus did. Do you know those wristbands that say, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
That, guys, can we all go back into the street and start saving people?
I know it.
Come on.
I
okay.
know it.
So let's move on to point number three. Do you want to, read the scripture?
Okay. So point number three, Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, 38.
Mm-hmm.
Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. How true is that?
It is.
Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
Okay, that's good right there.
I know.
I know. Pray ye therefore the
yes.
Lord of the harvest.
Yep.
Because guess what? God, the harvest belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
And that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now, I want to talk about that right there, because
mm-hmm.
we're going to start to talk about what kingdom looks like, the
exactly.
fivefold ministry. And that we always talked about this. If you had five fingers
yes.
and you lose two fingers, the
right.
mobility,
right.
then you are what they would call disabled.
Absolutely.
And if God has given us the fivefold, which mm-hmm. is the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher,
yes.
and we decide within a church that we're going to operate with three, which
yes.
is pretty common. It's the pastor, the teacher, the evangelist.
Absolutely.
And we want to leave the apostles and the prophets,
prophets
because
out.
The prophets are too weird and they're too out there and they like to rock the boat. And
absolutely.
The apostles are like, no, this is shaky ground. Let's fix this bad boy up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we decide that we don't want that, then we are disabled as a body.
Oh.
And we want to know why the enemy can advance upon us.
Yes.
Because we are disabled, not
right.
fully having the very tools, the very instruction of God
amen.
In place.
That's right.
And so this is important. And so he said, listen, we get tired. Remember
mm-hmm.
when we were like, Lord, can we just pass the baton?
Yeah.
We were tired.
And we tried.
We did. We were like, you know what, Lord, we're just going to sit back and we're going to relax a bit.
Right.
We'll find a church. We'll go there. And we're just going to
mm-hmm.
lay low
mm-hmm.
and, you know, sing some songs. And that didn't work out too well.
Yeah, church as usual on Sunday.
Church
right?
as usual,
tried
right?
Yep.
Yeah, he wasn't going to have that. So at the end of the day, what we're saying here is
mm-hmm.
we are praying for the laborers
right.
to come forth.
Right.
We need as many powerful
yes.
saints of God
yes.
operating in their
yes.
in their respective role.
Amen.
Not doing something they're not anointed to
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
And my point is this, when
yes.
someone's singing in
yes.
the choir
right.
and they give them that solo, I don't know, maybe they give a great offering.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I know.
and this person gets to sing, and all of a sudden you start wondering what time that football game starts. You start wondering about checking that phone, pretending you're looking at scripture on your cell phone.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah, you guys are not all checking. Come on, stop it. And these are the things that happen, and at the end of the day, it's because they're not anointed.
Right.
If you're not anointed, please get out of that role. It is not your role. God has something amazing for you. Let somebody who is anointed work in the literally anointing that God has placed for them.
Amen.
And so we are praying for the laborers. We are praying for you to come forth, but not just come forth and be a casualty, but come forth, right? We don't need any more friendly fire.
No.
Those who aren't, you know, again, skip the process and then they want to battle and they're slain on the floor. Now you got to stop fighting demons to go and resuscitate them. We don't have time for that, guys.
I know.
We need everyone to be equipped,
Amen.
Empowered, and we're going to help implement that because we love you.
Yes.
God has a plan for you.
And when you
step into that,
wow,
you'll never want to go back again.
Absolutely.
This is what you need, is to be activated,
right.
empowered, and
right.
equipped. And that is what the Prophetic Pulse Radio Show is all about.
Amen to that.
Yeah, we're going to break it down so that those who are secular, because we're also been called to reach out to the secular.
Absolutely.
We are on a Christian station, but guys, we are more so on secular stations, AM and FM. And if you believe in what we're doing, check us out at theofficialcanes.com under the TPP radio link and see the analytics, see how many people we're reaching, and maybe you want to sponsor.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. We'd love to put, you know, your information out there and share that you are partnering with the Official Canes in getting the kingdom's harvest where it needs to be in these end days.
In these end days, absolutely.
So listen, guys, we're praying for every listener today. We just want to end with this prayer.
Yes.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for every listener and everyone under the sound of our voice, Lord God, that they have great purpose, that they, as a result of this program, have been awakened, that there is a more, there's a knowing, there's a desire to begin to grow and to be equipped and empowered to play their part within the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And Father, we pray for divine connections for the mentors to be released to them, mentees to be obedient and to fulfill the call upon their lives in Jesus' name, that there will be no more looking back, but that they will put their hand to the plow and they will continue to go forward.
Yes, Lord.
And God, that we know that you, who are exceedingly abundantly above all that they can ask or think, will supply their resources to do what you, God, have called them to do.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you for the army that is arising now. We thank you for
Lord.
Them being awakened in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, that even now healing is taking place.
Yes,
they're
Lord.
Being awakened, God.
Amen.
Their inner man is beginning to literally leap in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And we give you all the glory, God, the Father,
God.
For what you're doing in their lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thanks, you guys, for tuning into the Prophetic Pulse. If this touched you, if you felt a connection, if you have questions, reach out to us, theofficialcanes.com, on the contact page, and we would love to hear from you guys.
Yes.
Any suggestions or any material you want us to cover, go to TPP Radio and you can also submit it that way. We love you again. Oh, we also have a free deal for you guys.
Yes.
Kickstart your fitness journey for free. Check it out on the homepage. Ladies, this is for you, a special gift for you. So go ahead and click that link. Kickstart your fitness journey for free. We need to make sure our body, mind, and spirit
are all in one.
We hope you'll visit and support our show at theofficialcanes.com. Sign up and receive our prophetic newsletter, upcoming events, and be submitted for contest. And join us next time, every Saturday at 3 p.m. here on 107.9 WEMM FM.
It's my heart's desire.